Hello, everyone, and welcome to Season 2, Episode 7 of the Happydemic Podcast.
During the first lockdown, which coincided with the first season of the Happydemic, people were seeking big positive stories of young people doing amazing things. This second lockdown is a little different, and so our second season is too. This time we are discussing the small things that are helping us get through.
Part journaling our experience, part bringing tips and tricks to our listeners, we are here to help you survive and maybe even get a little bit of enjoyment out of your lockdown.
I'm Lachlan, and I'd like to welcome back to the team, Xenia and Kendra, and I'd like to give a very special welcome to new member of the Happydemic Podcast, Vedita. Welcome.
Woo! Welcome.
Thank you so much. I am really, really excited to be in this podcast. Actually, this is how I found about the Happydemic. Is I was just looking through Sin Media's different podcasts and news podcasts, and I was like, okay, so is there anything that's happy that's going on around everywhere? How I found Happydemic, and I was really, really like excited and happy to just join this team.
Well, it's lovely to have you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, since you are the brand new member of the podcast, I think we will call upon you for a tip or a trick or something that you've been doing throughout the week or the past couple of weeks, because we weren't here last week, but we're back. So what's something you've been up to, Vedita, to help you through this time?
I wouldn't say it is something really, really productive, but watching a whole show of 6 seasons in about 4 days, does that count?
That is so productive.
That's productive. Yeah, what?
What show
joking?
Is it?
You guys might know Schitt's Creek. Everybody was talking about it so much, and I was like,
what is it about? Like, I keep on seeing it around.
Comedy, yeah. Series. It's just like very little drama, but like mainly comedy, and a Canadian series. And I was just like, okay, there are too many assignments. I need to get going. And
worry
that's
about
the
that
first
later.
Thing. Yeah, that's. I was like, Schitt's Creek. Let's do it. 4 days, yeah. 6 seasons. Let's go. And that's how I spent my week.
Is it like a place? Is that why it's called that? Or
yes, okay. That's like a small town.
Yeah. So, Vedita, I've watched like maybe I haven't finished the first season, but I've watched a few episodes, and there's a lot of hype around the series as a whole. And while watching the first season, I'm like, yeah, this is funny, but like, I don't know about all this hype. And like we're talking about, it cleaned up at the Emmys. So, yeah. But what I've heard is that it gets better in like the later seasons, is that right?
Yeah, actually it has, like, let's say if we're talking about Happydemic, it has a happy ending, and that is the that's how it goes. And actually right after I started watching it, it announced that it won 9 Emmys, and I was like, I need to complete this week. How else? A good thing, right? So yeah, that was my journey for this week.
Yeah, good call. And like you said, it's like the Happydemic. It gets better with the season. Right, guys?
I wonder if we'll do a third season. Do you think that's when we'll clean up at the Sin Awards?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's our time to shine.
I think by the third season, we'll definitely have hit our peak. Like the first one was sort of – first season was a practice one, let's be real. And I feel like we've really like come into our own in the second season. Like, don't you get that feeling? Like we're just vibing now.
Yeah, for sure. Tell us what you really think, Kendra. We know Dylan's not listening.
That's what I really think.
who's gonna drop off in season 3 though?
Oh yeah, someone's pretty.
We lost Dylan.
Drop
I mean,
off.
Brendan's on his way out.
Brendan,
we should say, unfortunately, Brendan is not joining us this week.
Do you think it's a thing to do with EP? Like, does the role of EP make you
maybe it just weeds them out? Yeah, too much pressure. No, great. Well, maybe I'll finish that series. It's a, oh, I don't know, 6 seasons, but you did it in 4 days. So, like, surely.
How long is each episode and how long is each season?
There are like 13 episodes in every season, and they're like 25 minutes long, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
that's not bad.
But I don't feel guilty, I would say.
Good, you shouldn't. It's a good use of your time, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Xenia.
Yes.
What have you got for us?
Well, I was listening to last week's episode because I had to leave early. So I...
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're one of our listeners.
One of the few listeners.
I listen every week just because I like the sound of my own voice. But
yeah, but I was interested in what you were saying last episode, Lachlan, about trying less screen time. And I guess we'll ask you later how you went with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I tried and I found that instead of spending less time on my phone, I'd just grab a book instead. And then I'd spend actually longer in bed reading as opposed to, I'm still not as productive, but I feel better reading as opposed to mindlessly scrolling through Facebook or Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Mm. Yeah, I think that sort of came up towards the end of that segment where I, thought about, because Brendan did mention that it might be a difficult thing to mention because a lot of people do have a fair bit of spare time now, and I mean, depending on where you are, if you're in Melbourne or Victoria for that matter, like we are, then it's like can almost sort of be your connection to the rest of the world. So it might be a difficult time to put the phone down, but it sort of became not even necessarily about like not scrolling through Facebook as much, but it was just at those particular times of the day. And like I mentioned last week or a couple of weeks ago, I don't scroll through social media at night time, but like just, I don't know, it's not a thing, but I'll watch Netflix, right? Or watch a show in bed. And that's my screen time, which is just as bad, obviously. But I haven't stopped. Well, actually, yeah, I haven't really stopped that. But the main thing was just like waking up and sort of like waking myself up with my phone, which I like, we'll go on social media throughout the day, that whatever. But it was just, I don't know, there was something about me waking up and the first thing I grabbed was my phone, and then me, the first thing I'm looking at is a screen. I was like, I don't know if this is the best thing for me.
To avoid that, because like the first thing was my alarm. I used to look at my alarm too. So I started putting my alarm on my watch. So that's how my hand just vibrates and I'm like, okay, fine.
Fine. Yeah.
You sleep with your watch on?
I wanted to see how much deep sleep I get. You know,
that's pretty cool that it does that.
Into all that tracking, hey? Yeah. Do you get a lot of deep sleep?
No, actually. I got just like 5% out of the whole. That's what the...
Do they have like a recommended amount of deep sleep?
They say like usually people get like 20-25% deep sleep, I think.
Wow.
That's all. So I was like, okay, there, almost there. Sort of.
Well, a little bit to go, but yeah, sure. It's not as bad, like, if you were chasing 80% deep sleep.
Yep. Right. Actually, contradict Lachlan's point by, because I'm not in Melbourne. I'm in Brisbane.
Oh, you're a Brisbane listener.
Oh, my God. Are you? There are two, though.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
that might
God.
Be me.
What a week. What a week on the Happydemic podcast.
What a revelation.
Look at that. And now, she's a part of the podcast. That is a good message to our listeners, right? whoever's listening, you could be a part. You could be one of us. Work hard. No.
What was your question, Kendra, by the way?
Oh, I was asking, do you actually, like, you've listened to our podcast, because what if you just discovered it from the SYN website but didn't actually listen to the podcast? Ooh. That's what I was asking.
Oh, you did.
Because, and so we've got one other listener from Brisbane.
In Brisbane, right?
Yeah, this was a mystery Brisbane listener.
Could it be
how big is Brisbane? Would you know the other person?
Well, like, it's not someone in your family, is it, Vedita? Like, or you on another account?
Could be.
Like, you're just on a different device and it's registering as two listeners?
Yeah. If that's possible, yes, definitely. That's me.
Yeah, no, it's very possible. But, you know, let's just pretend we have more people.
The more the better. Let's keep that illusion up.
Yeah.
But another thing that I've been doing that was mentioned last week was Among Us. I'm not sure if you've been playing it much with friends since our last episode, but that's actually a lot of fun. And I've realized, because my brother has been pestering me about it all, like every, because we do games night among my friends twice a week. And my brother just kept on saying, oh, play Among Us. But, you know, with your siblings, you don't really take their suggestions seriously. Eventually one of my friends brought it up and we started playing it. And it's like, that's a lot of fun, but I hate being the imposter. Like, it's just too much unwarranted anxiety that I don't want.
So now... Your poor brother, you're only playing it now because one of your friends suggested it. But are you playing it with your brother now?
Yeah, sometimes tags along and gives me advice. Excellent. He's really good at it, so I should probably listen to him more.
Yeah, you need to listen to him. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's pretty much been me just kind of hanging out with friends and family. And I'm just wondering if you guys have had any sort of rituals with people in your house that have emerged because of lockdown. Like at our house, we've got a few movie nights, and just every Sunday I think we make pizza.
Oh yeah,
so that's some fun.
That's today.
Oh yeah, it was for lunch. Yeah.
Oh so right, what pizza
like
did you have?
We did the base and everything. It's a lot of fun. But
what toppings did you put on it?
If you are one of the people who argue that pineapple shouldn't be on pizza, then I probably shouldn't say.
Okay, yeah, we'll leave it there.
Hey. That's all I'm gonna say.
Fair enough.
I think mushrooms are a really good topping for pizza.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we put mushrooms on there.
But like, you know how much I love my mushrooms from the Hoisin mushrooms.
You do, yeah. I am biased. Not poison.
Yeah. So have you guys had anything? Yeah, you're saying, Vidit.
Yeah, that's actually one of the family traditions we have here. Actually, I'm not living with my family at the moment. I'm with my family friends. So their family does like a pizza night every Sunday night. And yeah, exactly.
Look at you two.
We watch at least 5 episodes of The Legend of Korra, like the whole family together. So that's what we've started like recently. So yeah, that's what we've been doing. And actually, if you were mentioning before about Among Us, if I'm being honest, I just played a game of Among Us with the boys at that.
Look at that.
On level, same level, man.
Yeah, right, same wavelength. Yeah, I feel like our little, I guess, evening ritual goes the same. I don't live with my family either. But I live with 2 roommates, and of an evening we always have dinner together. But our new show on Netflix, like, we just cycle through shows. I feel like that.
Did you finish Housewives?
No. Like, it's just it just goes forever. I don't even know, like, where we ended with that. I think my roommate does still watch it occasionally. But I've sort of dropped off. It was fun for a couple of days, but or that the first week. But no, our new show is Below Deck on Netflix. And that has, like, that's lasted. It's been a good couple of weeks now, and we're getting through the seasons there.
What's that about, though?
It's about just, like, the crew. It's like a trashy reality TV show about the a crew that work on super yachts, which is fun. Yeah, and it's literally just like about the dramas within the crew and people like getting together and then having fights, and like, it's ridiculous, but it's great.
I didn't know you had room to be like, aren't you trying to work a yacht?
I know, seriously. Drama? Yeah, it's nuts. But it's funny because I have a family friend that does that job. He's a crew hand or deck hand on a super yacht. And it's funny for me to watch that. And I'm like, huh, I know someone who does that.
Do they experience the same dramas?
I've got no idea. I only see him probably once a year, if that, at Christmas time. So maybe I'll ask him if I...
If reality TV show is actually reality.
Yeah. I'll show him a couple episodes and be like, huh? Is this you?
Exactly what you do now.
Yeah, exactly. I know. He's always going on about how hard his job is. I go, no, mate, I've watched 7 seasons of Below Deck. It doesn't look that bad.
Pump in the air then.
That was an accident.
How about you, Kendra? Anything happening within your house?
So I wouldn't say we have like any like ritual. I mean, we have like coffee time. So we try and set up like a little like virtual cafe in our house because my family love coffee. We love coffee so much. It's probably our number one love. But we've been making coffee at home and having like coffee time, especially on the weekends. Like we'll have coffee time in the morning and then probably coffee time at around 3 o'clock. So that's probably the only like official thing we've done in my household. But apart from that, not a lot. So yeah, like I've been really enjoying both my parents make the coffee. I haven't. But
Okay. Well, so, yeah. Your dad has said you got to start pulling your weight. So maybe you need to start getting on that coffee, Kendra.
Thing is, right, I'm already thought like if I mean I made banana blondies to go with the coffee the other day, so I think I'm contributing. But okay. Like both my parents make the coffee really well. I don't I need to come in and stuff it up.
Of course. Maybe so what time's coffee time? 3 o'clock.
So in the morning maybe, at 3.
And then at 3. Maybe just like go into the kitchen at like 2:30 or 2:45 and have a couple practice goes. Yeah, before the customers come into your virtual cafe.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I'd like to know how to do it, but I am very lazy. And I think, well, if both my parents are making it very well because they are very good at making the coffee, why do I need to make it?
That's a good point. Don't work smarter, not harder.
But yeah, that's the one thing we've missed is cafes. So hopefully when the 5K radius lifts, because our favorite cafe is like outside 5K radius. So this lockdown is hitting pretty hard. Like the first lockdown, we could go to our cafe and that was like keeping us going through. But this lockdown with the 5K radius, we can't go to our favorite cafe. It's really hard, like really hard.
You'd be saving money on coffee though.
Pardon?
You'd be saving money on coffee.
Oh, who cares about the money? The coffee's like...
You're right. Life is about experiences, not money.
Yeah, because like my family is a social thing as well.
It's about coffee.
And like this 5K radius is taking away like the little break in the day where we can go and get our coffee.
Yeah. No, I feel that. So
yeah, virtual cafe is the way to go. I was really hoping that Dan would announce maybe a 10K radius, but no. Yeah, he got rid of the curfew but kept the radius.
Yes.
I'm not happy.
Well, you can't say you're not happy because that's meant to be my quote-unquote good news of the week. So, but more on that later. I want you to just talk me through, and there might not be much more to it, but talk me through the whole virtual cafe idea. Like,
okay. So
menus. I'm probably blowing this out of proportion.
We make the well. I don't make the coffee, but
no, you know,
my mum and dad makes the coffee.
You make banana blondies though, sometimes.
Yeah, but that was
a one. I'm so glad you asked. I didn't want to.
What are banana blondies?
Banana.
Well, I've heard my roommate mention blondies before.
Banana blondies are like it's like banana bread with peanut butter. Maple syrup.
Oh, I didn't think that was a combination.
No.
I have to say, it outdoes banana bread, that's for sure. Like, everyone's been making banana bread, but I don't think everyone's been making banana blondies. So, and we know
blondies because they turn yellow, or why are they called blondies?
Because they go blonde, I guess, from the peanut butter and the maple syrup.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So banana bread's like just the brunette version, and then blondies
come in
peanut butter.
I guess we've now learned that Kendra prefers a blonde.
But I don't know if peanut butter is blonde, though. Like, peanut butter's got blonde. Like,
I was like, is it like bright yellow blonde?
Like, they bleach the peanut butter first.
Like that blonde.
Oh, okay.
Not extremely blonde, but
a dirty blonde.
Oh, you think my hair's dirty?
No, not you. No, isn't that a colour?
Dirty blonde.
I think so, but I'm not very good with the shade.
But it's a sandy colour. Think of sand at the beach. That's the colour that these blondies come out as.
So they're called sandies?
No. Blondies.
No. Okay.
We'll end it on that passion note.
Since Kendra was talking, I was going to ask you if you bought any more masks.
I haven't.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I know I asked you this before we started recording, but I just wanted to do that for the podcast.
I
know.
Not bought any masks.
Everyone out there is wondering. And the reason I ask is actually my tip of the week is, I don't know if it's a great one, but it's a combination of a wardrobe clean out and like buying a few new clothes.
Look, what's with you in the makeovers? You got your room rearranging.
Yeah, do you think maybe I'm next? I'm going to give myself a makeover.
Get a haircut or something?
I don't know how well that would go. But I'm trying to grow my hair, so I don't want to do that. But maybe that's why I'm gradually going through this makeover with my hair. And so I'm just updating my bedroom and wardrobe to keep up.
What sort of clothes have you been buying?
Oh, like actually nothing. I bought a couple hats and then like a couple t-shirts. And was
you
like,
have them with you right
new
now?
Wardrobe. What was that, sorry?
Why don't you show us the t-shirts you bought?
No. I mean, I can't, like... Nah, just it's a bit much, isn't it? I'll describe them for you. They're literally just like white graphic tees.
What do they have?
It's like a Mambo vibe. You know, like Mambo.
Does Mambo still exist?
No, they're not Mambo shirts, but like they're similar sort of design.
Oh,
yeah.
What's that? What's Mambo?
Mambo, I believe, used to be a surf competition.
Oh.
And I mean, and their merch shirts were great. And I guess maybe also just a clothing brand. Am I wrong? Can you confirm or deny, Kendra?
I'm going to look this up.
What was the
instrument? For some reason, I thought that was a musical instrument. I don't know why.
A mambo? It could be.
Wait,
that look great.
I think it's something
that sounds like Mambo.
Yeah, it's
an instrument that sounds like mambo.
I think it's a banjo. That's
mambo.
Yeah,
banjo. I've heard of like a mumbo jumbo.
Mambo number five.
Yeah.
Is that extent of your shopping? Just a few hats and some mambo t-shirts.
Yeah, that's sort of the extent of it. But I think that's my online shopping because, like, I'm just not great. And, like, I'll probably return half of it. But but I think more so is – and it's actually funny because both my roommates did the same thing this weekend. Like, was just – the my actual tip is just, like, the wardrobe clean out. And which was – I don't know. I don't know why, but you can't really go with the rule of like, ooh, if you haven't worn it in 6 months, then you have to throw it out because I haven't left the house in 6 months. So I haven't changed in 6 months. So that would rule out the rest of my, yeah. Yeah, exactly. But that was fun. Just like there's a bunch of t-shirts, which like I actually never wear. Just pack all those up, donate them, you know.
Have you been able to find a place to donate them? Because I've got heaps of clothes that I'm still waiting to bring to the op shop, but they're not open, so I can't.
Right, yeah, no, they're currently sitting in a plastic bag in my bedroom, but
okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Waiting to come across that opportunity. But, you know, it'll come.
Yeah, it's a nice way of sort of passing the time as well as like getting ready for that point when you can go out. It's like,
yeah, right.
Brand new
restrictions, new me.
Actually, talking about new me and makeover, this is something very daring thing I did. I cut my hair myself. So was like this long. And then I was like, let's do it. You got this. And they're not even. They're not even from the back.
I'm going to say it looks great.
Yeah, I didn't think it would be.
They don't come together. I can't tie them because these things come from here and there. And I'm like, okay, maybe not a good idea.
Not say that rough green. Like, just getting the scissors and chopping it. I reckon it comes up with a good, like, finished touch.
I don't like long hair. That is why.
Kendra? No, I will say I am a little upset with you, Vedita, for not recording cutting your hair, and then because we could have that content posted on the Happy Demic social media, that would blow us up.
I actually did record it.
Yes! You're kidding. Yes. Is it on your TikTok?
Oh, nice. But how much did you want to cut your hair that you decided to do it yourself and not like one of your family friends?
Actually did not like long hair. That is why I was just like, no, I can't do this. So I was just like, one of my aunts offered to do it. And she was like, I'll be back from work and then let's do it. And I was like, yeah. And then I get up and I'm like, oh, no. Mm-hmm. And then I just cut them up. And then I was like, I kept the photos for you so you can just have a look at them if you missed the whole session.
Yes, great. We will need to have a look at that.
A before and after.
I think they're in my recycle bin, but I will try to...
In the hidden folder on your phone.
Are we up to Kendra's discussion
we
now?
We sure are. And look at the excitement on her face.
It's an open discussion.
Holding on to this all for the past 2 weeks, it seems.
Yeah.
You're almost bubbling over with excitement.
Oh, I cannot wait.
About your tip.
About my tip, which is that there is no tip.
No tip.
No, actually... It's not really a tip, but I just wanted to bring up that this week I have been watching the news press conferences like every single day, and I'm actually starting to really
such a trap.
Really like enjoy when Daniel Andrews gets questioned by the reporters. Has anyone else like find this strange?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why do you find it entertaining?
Because I'm fascinated by how he responds to questions. Have you noticed it?
Yeah.
For sure.
I don't watch the press conferences. I'm studying journalism. I probably should, but
yeah. I think it's like I said,
I don't watch the full thing from start to finish, but I mean, when he's just like talking through like the cases and everything, I'm not really like paying attention. But when the reporters are asking him the questions, I'm like, I love it. I'm not gonna lie. Like, it's just so entertaining. And I was just wondering,
can you give an example?
Pardon?
Like, what point was there a moment that was like, wow, was like really funny or really weird or interesting?
I find that Daniel Andrews is like kind of sassy. Like, so there was one example when one reporter was just trying to really like go for the jugular, like just trying to slip him up. And he's like, well, give a comment. You're the Premier of Victoria. And then you just got like Dan Andrews go, yes, I'm aware of that. And like, I just love it. Yeah. Like, I find it
I definitely know what you mean, Kendra. And he, there are interesting moments and like he gives interesting responses like that situation. But like, I don't know, doesn't matter how you feel about him, but like he's done this every single day. So like, no wonder he gets a bit annoyed at these reporters.
Well, like he's fronting up every single day, just done that inquiry. Like he has not had a day off. Like how,
for sure.
How is his energy still ticking?
It's I don't know.
Like, I want to know what sort of coffee he's having.
And if you could bring it to your coffee, virtual coffee.
I think about coffee. I know that like coffee helps me function in the day. So I want to know like someone like that who has.
Don't talk to me before I've had my coffee. Am I right? Kendra's like, yes.
Seriously, like, okay, guys, I'm going to open it to you. What do you think Daniel Andrews is putting in his coffee?
Mm-hmm. Lots of stuff. No. I don't, can we cut that?
PG-rated stuff only, guys.
He's just going with some herbal stuff instead of coffee.
Yeah, maybe he's not even drinking coffee.
Maybe it's energy drinks. Who knows?
Oh, yeah, a Red Bull or a Veggie.
Vision of him just like chugging a Red Bull going into this conference.
Nothing that would be found at that place that you lost your keys at, Kendra.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Well, I didn't lose my keys. I found my keys.
Well, you lost and found.
Yeah. At a restaurant/bar.
Restaurant. Beautiful, high-class restaurant.
Yeah. Well, there was food.
Tune in to the podcast a couple of weeks back for that story. I don't know. I just feel like at the start of all this, I was similar in like I was really keeping up to date with the news and I don't know, the happenings of this, but like, it's just, I can't, you know, it's been going for so long. I just think watching the press conference every day, like, is such a trap. And it's frustrating because one thing is said one day and then
almost the opposite thing is said the next. I know. I can see what you mean by that. Like, I, like, now I'm always looking on my phone for when it tells me, like, my phone tells me when Dan Andrews is going to speak. So I kind of get excited now.
See, I was excited for today's press conference.
Yeah.
We had, what's the date? The 27th of September, and we had a big announcement. Well, it was, you know,
it's pretty mediocre.
It was diaried as a big announcement, right? And our goal as Victorians was to have a 14-day average of 30 to 50 cases. And we've smashed that. I think our average today is 22.6. So yeah, it's going well, but that's why I was excited for today's press conference, because I was, like probably honestly a bit pessimistic about the announcements, but still curious. But the day-to-day ones, I will keep up with cases, with new cases, but that's like as much as I can do anymore.
Yeah, makes sense.
But, I mean, I guess leading on from that, I've spoke at length about today's press conference. That's sort of my bit of good news today, and or this week rather. The biggest announcement, I suppose, was that the original date of October 23rd, maybe, or 26th, has been moved forward to October 19th. And we're obviously moving at a faster rate than originally planned. So, like, that's good. I don't know. I'm at a point where I'm like, oh,
early.
3 weeks, you know, we can do it. But we've also been saying that for 6 months, so.
But like, don't you feel like a sense of like achievement now? Like we've been inside for 6 months. Aren't you guys like proud of yourselves that you've held out this long?
In an odd way, I see what you mean, Kendra. Yeah. In a really weird way, like I agree with you. But, you know.
I mean, I wouldn't say I know exactly how Melbourne's going, like how you guys are feeling, because I wouldn't want to say I relate and then people be like, you know, you don't. You're in Brisbane just chilling every day.
I know. So, including the football. That is,
honestly, though.
But I'm not. That's the point. But I'm not.
That's refreshing, though, to hear, Vedita, because the fact that you're self-aware enough to go, oh, yeah, I don't really know how they're feeling.
No, that is good.
For us to hear. It's better for us to hear. Well, not, I won't speak on behalf of everyone else, but that's better for me to hear rather than you trying to relate.
Yeah. Oh, no. But, yeah, I mean, I haven't really gone out except Gold Coast.
Oh, big party. Big party weekend at the Goldie.
Just like visited once or twice. I think it was like a baby shower for, I'm not sure. Not like, yeah, a family friend baby shower. So I was like, okay, yeah, makes sense. But yeah, other than that, I've stayed at home doing assignments. Ah, that sounds boring now that I've said it.
No, you've been watching 6 seasons of Schitt's Creek.
Yes, okay. Yeah.
Say that quickly so we don't.
Think there's anything boring about like staying home doing your assignments, like you're focusing on your degree. That's a good
thing.
Obviously, I mean, I have to, because like if Kendra and you might relate, that we have to arrange for interviews and everything, so we have to accommodate according to the interviewee's schedule. So we can't go like, oh, so I have my class then? And they were like, nah, but that's the only time I have. So let's do it. And I'm like, oh, okay, fine. Oh.
Honestly, it is so hard. Like, yeah. I don't know if you guys have had to like do interviews, but geez, it is, I find it very stressful because I feel like I'm hassling people when I'm trying to ask for them to like interview.
To like set one up.
Pardon?
To set the interview up.
Yeah, like just asking them to like, talk to you about an assignment. Like people are sort of like, oh, I don't really have time for student assignments, but I feel like if you change the wording and saying, well, I'm writing this piece that could potentially go
published. Yeah,
that's
my strategy.
There you go, well done.
But still hard.
Who's got good news?
I do have good news, but this is kind of old good news. I'm not sure if you saw it, but it was trending on YouTube for quite a while, and it's the trailer for Dune, which the nerd in me is absolutely in love with. I'm not sure if you're interested in it, but it's this sci-fi epic based on a book by Frank Herbert. It was like released in 1965. It's considered one of the best sci-fi novels of all time. They tried adapting it in, I think, the 80s, but it flopped. And so they're trying again. But I think this one is really promising because the director, Denis Villeneuve, he did the second Blade Runner that came out recently with Ryan Gosling.
Okay.
And also did another sci-fi film called Arrival, which I really like.
Okay.
So I'm really excited because the cast looks amazing. And I've started reading the book and I can't put it down. So I'm probably going to read it after this, after we record this, to be mm-hmm. honest. So, yeah, it's like about this guy. His name's Paul, and he comes from this line of this house, this royal house. And his father gets a planet from one of his enemies.
A whole planet?
A whole planet, yeah. So the planet's called Dune, but it also has another name, Arrakis. And so he inherits it, but then things go terribly wrong, and Paul sort of has to realize his destiny as the new leader of his house. So it's exciting, it's betrayal, but it also looks awesome. And there's giant sandworms, which is always.
I'm watching the trailer now.
Yeah,
and I've got captions on, so I can. Father rules an entire planet. Here we go. He's losing it.
Yeah.
What's happening? Oh, man, there's lots of good-looking people in this movie.
Yeah.
My boy. Now I'm just reading what comes up on my screen.
This is Lachlan delivering the trailer.
I was thinking, yeah, okay. Oh, great. Sorry, this is just me reacting.
Yeah, so like Zendaya's in it. You've got...
Aquaman.
Yeah. You got the actor who plays Thanos. So you've got a few, quite a mix.
And the Guardians of the Galaxy, one of those guys is in it.
What's his name? I can't remember.
What's the main actor's name?
Timothy Chalamet, is that? Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, so.
I think that's right. I don't know if that's right, but I'll. Sure.
But yeah, that's my good news. That's more for the ones interested in the sci-fi world. I've got a feeling it'll be promising.
I think that's great news because I don't know about anyone else, but maybe I'm just not like keeping up with it, but I just feel like not many movies have been released lately.
Yeah.
Right? I miss movies.
So.
Yeah. You know what annoys me? When I get an email from Village Cinemas telling me what's on this week and I'm not allowed to go to the movies in Victoria. So Village Cinemas, if you could, I mean, I could unsubscribe, granted, but it's a bit tone deaf, if you ask me.
I just delete them because I don't bother anyone. No. Until we can go to the cinemas, I'm not going to open
them. That's the thing. You can set it up. So you're not sending those emails to people in Victoria. Like, it's not hard.
Maybe that's going to keep you hungry for when cinemas do open.
Yeah, true. Yeah, maybe they're just dangling the carrot. Like they're doing to us.
I think I was talking to a friend earlier, and actually it was for Sin Radio Show, the first induction radio show for that. And he mentioned the movie Baby Teeth, and I wasn't sure if that was a new movie or an old one, but it's an Australian movie called Baby Teeth, and I think a movie that you cry to. So that's a new movie I could suggest to you, Lachlan, if you wanted to watch.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not sure where you can find it, but that's a suggestion. But I have to watch it too, because I don't know. Oh, it's a 2019 movie, yeah. Yep.
Oh, great. So it might be on... Does it look good, Zinya?
I mean, I know I probably shouldn't be a sucker for ratings, but it's got 94% on Rotten Tomatoes.
So oh, my God, no. My mate is like that. He lives his life by reviews.
Like, I only watch movies that are this level or higher.
And I'm like, come on, let's just watch it and make our own opinion about it.
but people have watched it and have made their own opinions. Right.
When
you see a bad rating, do you like watch the film with like a preconceived idea that it's going to be really bad, so you already like know it's bad and then you think it's bad?
Yeah, kind of.
I'm sure for many people, if you see a movie has a really bad rating, you don't bother watching it. But, but I get your point, like, absolutely.
Separated?
Yeah.
No?
But sometimes like the really critically acclaimed films that are like 100% make me fall asleep. It's just one of those really slow films.
Or you don't get the hype around it, like Schitt's Creek.
Right. Yeah, so like I think when I try to avoid ratings for rom-coms that I like, even though I'm a sucker for ratings and love watching films that are Academy Award acclaims or it's really high ratings on Rotten Tomatoes,
I'm sure there are a lot of rom-coms have
like 30%, 20% on there.
Yeah. What is your favorite rom-com?
This one is actually not that badly rated on Rotten Tomatoes. It's called About Time. I'm not sure. Have you seen it?
Yeah, of course.
Why have you watched it?
Great movie. Like, why? Are you joking? I've seen it twice because I watched it like a couple of weeks ago because I know it's a sad movie and I felt like I needed to watch a sad movie.
Is it sad? What part is it sad?
Are you joking? Yes, of course it's sad. Like, I guess it ties it up in a nice little bow at the ending, but
when certain people die.
Okay, great. Spoiler.
I didn't mention who, but that's normally why things are sad, because someone dies.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
When certain people do die.
Yeah.
Well, that's not sad. You're like, oh, yeah, but oh, well.
Yeah, it's sad, but not. I find like mostly that film's quite lighthearted or like uplifting. Like, you know what, life.
You're right. The end, yeah, it does do that really nicely. It's a feel good ending, but it's definitely sad at points.
Mm.
But it's all about living in the moment, right? That's what the movie's about.
That's why it's good at this time.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh god. Yeah, I think one of my favorite rom-coms is It's Complicated.
I don't think I've watched it, but that's the one with Meryl Streep and Alec Baldwin.
Watch it.
I think I've seen bits and pieces of it because my mom might have watched it, but I don't think I've watched the whole thing. I will. I'll let you know.
It's great. It's great. I love it. So watch it.
So another piece of good news would be, I'm not sure how many of you know about him, but Captain Sir Tom Moore's life is being directed as a biopic now. And so I was just like reading about this recently. I think he's also come up with a book, autobiography. So that was, I was like, wow, he completed like, I don't know how many laps and made like $69 million with that and came up with a book and a movie in the same year. I think the movie's coming next year though. So yeah, his life's heading the big screen. So that was something good I thought would be for this show.
Yeah, definitely. So is his book is he's that book is out now, is it?
I am not completely sure actually. Right. Yeah. It was it's I think called You'll Never Walk Alone. Oh no. You'll Never Walk Alone is the single. It's a song which was recorded by him.
Yeah, go off.
Which hit the number one on the British charts.
What?
So he
this guy killing it.
What? Yeah.
For being the oldest person to achieve British number one track.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, yeah, he also made a song. Yeah, I forgot to include that. Yeah.
Never too old to.
He's 100.
Yeah, he's 100. Yeah, he's a veteran.
100. Triple digits.
100. Yep. Man.
That's crazy. That, I guess he's the perfect example of you're never, like, it's never too late to do anything.
So. Yeah, for sure. Yes, I love that.
Yeah. That brings us to the end of the Happydemic for this week. We will be back next week, but in the meantime, please make sure you follow us on the social media. We share good news, show highlights, and more there.
We're on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at The Happydemic. Also, do leave a review wherever you're listening to this podcast. It really helps people discover the show. Until next week, goodbye.
Bye.